Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and picks off Finney. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-1 in the game. Conlon hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Conlon. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conlon throws the ball into Hopkins, who tags Dietrich trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-2 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finney moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski fires to second and picks off Finney for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and picks off Hayes. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski bunts between the mound and first base. Dietrich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Majeski for the out. Hopkins moves to second. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conlon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Les Tichane now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Higgins scores. Finney moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Dietrich moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.